I'm honored to bring up to the stage is EAA's president, Tom Pobrezny. Tom will be presenting his President's Awards for this evening and also EAA's highest award, which is the Freedom of Flight Award. So please join me in welcoming our president, Tom Pobrezny. Tom.
Good evening and welcome to Oshkosh as we've had an exciting second day of an outstanding week that is the essence of the spirit of aviation. Oshkosh is a special place. Over the last few months, I've been asked the question, what do you think the impact will be of the economy and fuel prices on the attendance at Oshkosh? In essence, do you think anybody will come? Well, all you have to do is look on the flight line. Ultralights, vintage, home builds, warbirds, GA represented from one end to the other. You've come in great numbers, comparable to last year. Give yourself a big round of applause. Why do people come to Oshkosh? Well, obviously one of the core reasons is the airplanes. That's what draws us together, but the real story of Oshkosh is the people, the relationships, the culture, the camaraderie. For many of you, you've been here for decades. For others, it's your first visit. And what I find with people that come here for the first time, they basically say, it's beyond my expectations, it's exceeded my expectations, and I'll be back here year after year after year. Oshkosh is the home of innovation and inspiration. I'd like to share an example of that with you. About an hour ago, I was up in the EA Museum with two brothers that you'll recognize, Bert and Dick Rattan. And they were reviewing an exhibit called the Rattan Legacy, and I recommend that you get up to the museum and see the Rattan Legacy. And it features memorabilia and artifacts that start when Dick and Bert were young boys, and walks through their aviation career, their vision, their dreams. And you'll see on display the Very Viggen, the Very Easy, Spaceship One, the results of the Voyager, the results of their efforts. Oshkosh and EAA and you, the aviation community, inspired them to great heights. And in turn, you will do the same for others that follow in theirs and your footsteps. Tonight, I present three President's Awards and the Freedom of Flight Award. The President's Awards will recognize individuals who I feel have made significant contributions to your organization on a year-round basis. It's one of our highest honors. These are individuals that have passed the test of time in terms of their participation, their dedication, and their contributions to what EAA stands for, and that's participation from all walks of life of the aviation community, both locally, regionally, and nationally. The first award is presented to an individual who's been extremely active in the warbird community. She's an airline pilot, flies military aircraft, P-51, B-17, and others, but has been active in creating programs that bring the heritage and the legacy of military aviation and the men and women that served military aviation to you, the members of EAA, through the pages of Warbird Magazine, the pages of Sport Aviation, and most importantly here on the stage that's called Oshkosh. Connie Bolin lives and breathes aviation. She's an outstanding pilot. She's a leader. And more importantly, she has worked hard to save the legacy of aviation so it can be shared with each and every one of you. I'd like to present the first President's Award to Connie Bolin.
Tom said the most important things. EAA is very special to all of you out there, or you wouldn't be here. Volunteering is something that we start maybe on a small level and it grows. When I found that people enjoyed hearing the veterans' stories and hearing about the airplanes, it's my honor to have presented that to people who wouldn't have seen it otherwise. And I could not have done this without a lot of other volunteers. Truly humbled and honored to have been selected when there are hundreds and thousands of EA volunteers who could have very easily be standing here. So thanks to all of you, and thanks to all of you who helped me. And Tom, I have to say that Connie Boland is really a twofer. It's Ed and Connie Boland. Any of you who know me know that what I am, I owe to Ed. Thank you.
The next individual, Dave Klages, could not be here tonight because of another engagement, an important one, celebrating an anniversary that is important between he and his wife, and he's overseas. But let me give you a little background on Dave Klages. Dave has been a longtime EA member, RV builder, and annual participant at Air Venture Oshkosh. He's from Southern California. And about 2 years ago, we embarked upon a project called the EAA Air Venture Oshkosh Task Force. The goal, to essentially rebuild the site, to enhance the facilities, to make it possible to meet the expectations of members over the next decade or two. To do that is a major undertaking. We had focus groups that we talked to, interviewed members, partners, and exhibitors. David is a designer by trade, and donated his services and has spent hundreds of hours working with EA staff and other volunteers in developing the new EAA Air Venture Oshkosh convention site, which will be unveiled at Air Venture 2009 with phase one. If you visit the EA Welcome Center, you'll see the plan. It's a result of your input, your efforts, your participation, and your comments. Dave Klages contributed greatly to the work that you will see there and the results that you will see starting at Air Venture Oshkosh 2009. Though Dave could not be with us, I'd like to present this award to Dave Klages and ask for a big round of applause in recognizing Dave Klages and his contributions to your organization. The essence of EAA is not just at Oshkosh, not just during your convention, but on a regional and local basis all around the country and all around the world. At the core is our chapters. Our chapters are the active participants in a local aviation community. Almost 1,000 active EA chapters, creating over 15,000 activities a year. But it's not just the activities, the chapter meetings, the fly-ins, the breakfast flights, and so forth that are important. It's the fact that the chapters bring together members and represent us on issues in local areas that are important to you as members. Opposing certain things that restrict the freedom of flight and supporting activities that enhance participation. The next individual is Milford Shirley, president of EA Chapter 193. His goal that he achieved was significant. Jacksonville, Florida City Council had voted unanimously to repeal a city ordinance that prohibited working or storing airplanes in residential areas. He got the council to vote in favor of a law that would have prevented members from working on their airplanes in their homes in residential areas. It would have been a tremendous impact on home building. And if it had it been passed there, it could have spread to other communities, not only in Florida, but throughout the United States. The efforts of Milford and EA Chapter 193 affected and has affected you as members because it's preserved the ability and the opportunity to build and restore your airplane in your home on your property. At this time, I'd like to present a President's Award to Milford Shirley on your behalf.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate that. What Tom said was true. We all felt, every EA member in Northeast Florida felt like the law that the Jacksonville Council passed had to go, that it couldn't stand and set a precedent. And a lot of EAAers pulled together. It wasn't just 193 in Jacksonville. Chapter 1379 in Green Cove Springs was just warriors in this effort. They were there. We wore these red shirts. The council knew they were going to have to live with us forever if they didn't do something to get rid of us, and we got the law overturned. I would like to say it was with a ton of help from EA Oshkosh also. They gave us a lot of support. Earl Lawrence, I'd like to thank him. He came down, helped rally the troops. A lot of advice on how to approach lawmakers. We couldn't have done it without the support from Oshkosh, and we do appreciate that. And thanks again.
I'd like to present EAA's highest award. It's presented on an annual basis. We started this award in 1986. It's our Freedom of Flight Award. We present one a year to the individual that typifies EAA, that represents the values and culture of EAA, and impacts those values and cultures to preserve it for the future. The first recipient in 1986 is a name that you will certainly recognize, Steve Whitman. Among others, Paul Poberesny, John Denver, General Chuck Yeager, Bert Rattan, Dick Van Grunsven, Mike Melville, Alan Dale Klabmeyer, Scott Crossfield, just to name a few. These are individuals who have made aviation history, who have created the opportunity for others to make history, who preserve the legacy of aviation through their actions, through their vision, and by providing opportunities for others who might not have otherwise gotten engaged in aviation. This year's recipient has impacted EAA, sport and general aviation, through his actions over time. They started when he was a young man growing up in Southern California as a member of EAA Chapter 1. I remember the first time that I met him. It was at the Wright Memorial Dinner in Washington, D.C. in December. Just a month before, he had been named president and CEO of Cessna Aircraft Company. I'd heard the name Jack Pelton, but I never met him. He came up and introduced himself to me and said, "Hi, I'm Jack Pelton. I was a member of EAA Chapter 1. That's formed a relationship that told me where his heart and his passion was with general and sport aviation. He grew up in an aviation family, grew up flying single-engine general aviation airplanes. There are two primary roles that Jack has played in terms of impacting EAA and our vision for the future that has made a significant difference and are important in why we're presenting this award to him tonight. The first is his support of the Vision of Eagles, the Young Eagles program. He has supported and led and hosted the Gathering of Eagles, which is our annual fundraiser, to provide the funds to ensure that the Young Eagles program is alive and well and continues for perpetuity, ensuring that you have the resources and the support to engage young people in aviation's future. We've flown to date over 1.4 million kids. We're building the human infrastructure for aviation's future. But beyond that, aviation's future depends upon affordable aircraft, affordable flying, breaking down the barriers of time and money. That's why we embarked upon the Sport Pilot Light Sport Aircraft Initiative. We had to build confidence, build integrity, and what we needed was a training infrastructure. Jack Pelton saw that vision, believed in that vision, and took action when Cessna announced the Skycatcher aircraft at AirVenture Oshkosh 2007. It was flown here this year and will come off production in 2009. That will have a significant impact on the reality, the integrity, and the results of the Light Sport Aircraft Initiative. I'm proud and pleased to present this year's Freedom of Flight Award to Jack Pelton.
Well, thank you, and I certainly am humbled to be here tonight. A little emotional, too. You know, starting out as an EAAer, you really don't appreciate the values that it establishes in you at an early age until you have the opportunity to take those values and then be able to impose them on a very large corporation and help to try to influence where general aviation is going. And I think it was at Roots early on in my aviation career, hanging around Flay Bob, bumming rides at airports, and understanding the importance of what general aviation means to all of us in America as far as the freedom of flight, the ability to have freedoms that we don't have in other parts of the world. And I think what's so important about EAA is that vision and passion to keep it alive and recognizing the importance that it was young people like me that keeps it going for years to come. And that's why I'm such an avid supporter of Young Eagles. And I think it's critically important that the Young Eagles program remains alive and vibrant through all of your support, all of your volunteerism, to make sure that the next generation of EAA members come from those young people that are out there today, and we all have a duty to keep that going. To that end, the sport pilot requirements that EAA was so critical in being able to get invoked, I felt, even though from a business perspective it was a little dicey, is the next step of rejuvenating aviation in this country. And I believe that if it was not for EAA and the help of Tom and his staff to get that passed, get the medical requirements in place, that our future was not going to be as bright as what we're seeing today. So I really tip my hat again to the EAA, and again, those roots that were embedded in me at an early age has shaped many of my decisions, and I can't be thankful enough and to be a part of the organization, and can't be humbled enough tonight to be here accepting this award. And I thank all of you and the rest of the EAA members across the world. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Harrison Ford, and I am pleased to be here tonight to honor my friend Jack Pelton and to let you know how important a person like Jack Pelton can be to the future of aviation. We are in a difficult time for aviation. We need to grow the ranks of pilots. We need affordable aviation. We need a commitment from people like Jack Pelton to use their imagination, their industry, to help us grow the pilot base in this country. Airports are under threat. There is a pushback from commercial aviation to general aviation. All of this is going to require us to build a political constituency, and EAA is the perfect vehicle for that. Again, I just want to congratulate Jack and to give him my best wishes, and I hope you all have a great show. Good to see you. Thanks.
We've had three chairmen for Young Eagles, Cliff Robertson, Chuck Yeager, and Harrison Ford. Harrison, we just want to say thank you for your leadership. You've been great. You've been passionate. You've been creative. You're a true leader and dedicated to aviation. Thank you very much.